Welcome to the Poolcast, presented by Rising Sun Pools. Each episode, we interview an expert in the swim industry to help owners and prospective buyers better understand what it means to own their very own backyard oasis. Today, I'm sitting down with Rising Sun Pools and Spas' Tara Onthank to talk about one of our favorite topics, opening the pool for a brand new season. So Tara, what are some general tips for pool owners this time of year, late April, early May?
A lot of it depends on what kind of cover you have. If you have a loop lock cover, which is one of the trampoline safety covers, you want to actually get your filter started now. If you wait, or at least by now, if you have waited till now and you wait at least another couple of weeks, it's probably going to be pretty swampy and black. It's just going to take a lot longer to clear up and a lot more chemicals, which, you know, means money. If you have a solid cover, you can really wait, you know, until the water's going to warm up, unless you have a heater, into May, you know, or June even if you need to. But we see most customers opening now and in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, let's take a step back then. What is the best way to begin planning for a pool this time of year? And is it too late to build for the summer?
It's definitely not too late to go ahead and have it installed and still be swimming this year, but you kind of need to get going on it now. What the biggest delay tends to be are the local municipalities and the permitting process. Some of our in our area can take a couple of months to obtain a permit. So if you start now and we get the permit in May or June, we will dig at some point within that couple of weeks, but then by the time your landscaping's done and your concrete's down, you're into July, August, September. So definitely plenty of time left. I would say though, go ahead and make an appointment, get an on-site, you know, visit, come into one of the stores, get a consultation and kind of start, you know, the ball rolling.
And what kind of effect does the time of year have on the price when you're building a pool?
Well, of course we give a discount or a little bit more of a discount. Our pricing is great to begin with, but we do give incentives for customers to build in the off season, which is typically that October to February or March window, when people are not thinking pools. We're still open and we're still building. We build year round. So definitely we want to keep our guys busy and keep our staff busy. So we'd like to install in the winter. So, you know, again, we offer incentives.
We asked for questions from pool owners from across your service area, and we got one from Tammy in Clayton. She asks, how often should you change your pool liner?
Typically, in-ground pool liners are going to last about 10 to 12 years. There's no set time frame because when the liner has met its life or reached its life, the end of its life, you're going to know. You're going to start to lose water. It's going to start to pull out of the track. You're going to start to have problems. So once it becomes problematic, then it's really ideally time to replace it. We do encourage homeowners not to wait until the pool drains itself the weekend before July 4th. If you know you're at 12 years or 14 years and you know you've been pushing it for a year or two, go ahead and replace it because inevitably you're going to have a wedding in the backyard and 2 weeks beforehand your liner's going to fail. Same thing with that off season. We do offer incentives to install between September 15th and March 15th. And we give, you know, an extra discount for customers to do it then so that not everybody waits until the spring to try to do it. And then there becomes quite a backlog on installations.
And if I'm going to install a new liner, is there anything I need to watch out for, especially if I'm going out and buying it from someone else?
Well, we get a lot of customers that go and look online and then call us and say, well, I found it online for $900. The old saying, if it's too good to be true, it usually is, applies there. These liners are custom made for each individual pool. Everybody's pool is completely different, from bottom dimensions to, lengths and widths can be off by an inch or two, which will make your liner, custom liner, at $900 or $1,200 not fit. What we do is we, of course, include measuring the liner, making sure it's going to be a custom fit. We have extended warranties up to 5 years, thicker liners at no extra charge. So you're not going to get that necessarily, especially if you purchase online, but also you get a lot of guys locally that will post themselves on certain free websites for services. And these guys have not been trained. They've kind of decided that they want to be a pool person. Last week, they may be a bit of a landscaper. So just beware, buyer beware. If someone says they can install your new liner in 2 weeks, I would be very concerned, especially this time of year, because any reputable business is going to be about 4 to 6 weeks out. It takes at least a week or two to order a liner, and then usually takes a couple of weeks on any reputable company's schedule.
So especially now as the weather's starting to get nicer, a lot of times pool owners want to know, what's the best way to extend their pool season? Can they open their pool earlier with something like a pool heater? And what's the kind of best way to heat your pool?
Natural gas and propane heaters have been around forever. Natural gas, you know, gas prices is becoming, I think, more feasible for customers. Gas heaters are going to be about 30%, 40% less out of the gate than an electric heat pump. Electric heat pumps pull heat out of the moisture in the air, so they're extremely energy efficient. You're taking 1 kilowatt of power and making 6 kilowatts of actual energy to heat the pool. So you may spend $30, $50, $70 a month for an electric heat pump compared to a couple $100 for a gas heater in some cases. HeywardPoolProducts.com is one of our manufacturers, so is Aqua Comfort. They actually have energy calculators on their website, so you can go on and look and see how much you save. But you can extend your season. My kids have been swimming for 3 weeks now. So, you know, we had a pool party for one of our friends' daughters Saturday night, and 8 girls swimming until 2 o'clock in the morning, or up a little midnight, I should say. But swimming, you know, that's, you're just not going to get that if you don't have a heater. You're not swimming for at least another 3 to 4 weeks for ambient heat, outside temperatures, to heat up your pool water.
And can you add a pool heater after you've already installed the pool? Can you add one in at any time?
Oh, definitely. New pool constructions, a lot of times, if somebody actually was interested in a heat pump or a heater at the time of construction, the electricians usually will pre-wire. Our electrician for our new pool customers, if it's within the first year, they'll actually come wire it up for you at no charge. So that's a great value. If it wasn't pre-wired, it can absolutely still be done. Just might cost you a little bit more out of pocket, you know, $300-$400 to wire it up. But again, when you put $50,000 into your backyard, you know, I built my pool, I want to use it as much as possible. I want my kids swimming in March, you know, this year, beginning of April, and I want them swimming until October. A couple of years ago, we were swimming up until Thanksgiving because it was warm. So, you know, I want to get the most out of it.
So we have another question from Jeff in Raleigh. How do you know when it's time to change your filter, whether it's a sand filter or a cartridge filter?
Sand filters, the sand media, or ZO sand is another media that goes in, needs to be changed every 4 to 5 seasons. We recommend cleaning it once a season, and there's a couple different cleaners that we have, but changing it every 4 to 5 seasons. Cartridge filters, usually every year to 2 years, depending on the size of the cartridge. Some of them have multiple ones, so it's not cost effective to replace those every year. But again, you want to clean those. There's acids and cleaners that you can use, and you should be able to get 2 years out of those.
So tell us a little more about Rising Sun. Is there anything going on that our listeners should know about?
Yes, there is, Michael. We have pool school coming up May 2nd. Pool school is kind of a customer appreciation education day. We have a free chemical class at 10 a.m. and then we have another class at 1 p.m. They are the exact same information. We just do them at two different times to accommodate customers. Run about an hour, so pretty much 10 to 11 and 1 to 2. We have customers that come that are seasoned, that have had a pool for 20 years, that still walk out of there learning something. We have a lot of customers that are brand new pool owners that was installed maybe like in the fall or the winter, and they've forgotten what we taught them back then. And then also homeowners that just moved into a house that either have a pool or a spa and don't really know what they're doing. It's just a great day. We've got a service technician that's on site to answer more technical questions. We have representatives from most of our manufacturers will be there. A couple of manufacturer tabletops just to answer oddball things that come up. So it kind of runs the gamut. Plus we feed you lunch, and we have, I think 101.5 will be out there for a couple of hours. And you know, it's just kind of a fun day.
Perfect.